You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag. You got that bag. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance, kind of a weak voice. Folks, you know, I told you about these allergies. Anyhow, tonight we have our producer, none other than the mighty Andrew.
That's right, Pastor.
And waiting, she's been waiting all day to say hello, little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Alrighty. Now, also, we already have our first pledge for tonight. Yes, that's right. Our very own Randolph Gay has pledged $130. Randy Gay, $130. Now, we have way out yonder, we have that Missouri pastor, Parson Joe Larson.
Redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am.
And we have a special guest tonight, Joe. Anthony Trimino, gubernatorial candidate of California.
How you guys doing tonight?
We're doing all right, Anthony. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
All right. Well, here's what we normally do. We have 30 minutes of a Bible study, and as we go through this, and then you can tell us you're running for governor, and tell us a little bit about that, get your name out there, and go through this. This is pledge week, and we have a whole lot of things that are happening, and I think you might see as we go through this Bible study today, the title was, Can't You Feel the Kingdom Coming? And we've been talking about the signs of the times. And we're going to pick it up tonight in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. And so, Joe, why don't you go ahead and read that?
All right. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation.
All right, so let's start out with some of these scoffers. Klaus Schwab and his satanic aide, about 3 weeks ago, I think we played a clip of them, and they were mocking God. They were saying there is no Jesus above the clouds. He's not coming back. There is no God out there. We are God. What do you think about that, fellas?
Well, he and George Soros, you know, I am George Soros, came out and said, I'm a God, but at least he used a little G.
Well, here he was mocking us too, mocking all of those that are looking for the Lord's return. And so here, when we take a look at the sun, what do you think? He said nothing has changed. Everything's the same as it was before. So there's nothing has changed?
Oh, there's a lot that's changed. Well, the same thing, though, that happened with the birth of Christ. It hadn't happened, and everybody figured it was, you know, just a few thought it would ever happen, and everybody else forgot about it. But I saw something online where the scoffers were saying it's like Christians are like Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin. We're waiting for something to come that doesn't exist.
All right, so nothing has changed. When this was written, do you think that do you think they knew what a woman was?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think that they were promoting these young people to have their genitals removed? Do you think boys were comfortable being boys and girls were comfortable being girls?
I think that's all they knew that they could be.
Okay. And today, I guess on that that one jeans magazine,
Calvin Klein.
Yeah, when they had
a pregnant man.
Yeah. A pregnant man with his breast, well, pregnant man with the breast removed and a beard. This is, Calvin Klein is sleazy, is really sleazy. I mean, it's just plain sleaze magazine.
Well, it's always been that way, but they're always what they call avant-garde. We're way out in front of everybody else, you know, rushing to send first. We're going to get there first.
They're way out in front where it comes to sleaze.
Right, and sin.
And Anthony, you just jump in with a comment. You don't have to wait on us. And so,
well, yeah, you guys were doing good, kind of dissecting some of what's happening here in California. And I think we would all agree that what's happening here in California has nothing to do with politics, and has everything to do with good and evil, light and darkness. And I think we're seeing society try to rewrite God's law, try to redefine, you know, definitions that we've held true and for since the beginning of time. And companies, so I'm in advertising and marketing, obviously, before I was, you know, running for office. And when you think about Calvin Klein, you think about them being opportunistic and wanting to take advantage of kind of the fall of society and wanting to be first to respond, first to act, first to be out there. To hopefully collect on this new audience segment that's being created. But the funny thing is about all of this is this represents such a small percentage of the population and demographic, but the media gives it such a loud voice that companies, brands, and even people think that it's the new norm, when in reality, you know, most people do not buy into this. Most people do not define, you know, men and women this way, but you have the media that basically magnifies and amplifies that message, and then companies that want to come in and capitalize on that, utilizing, think about it, Calvin Klein in creating that provocative ad got more earned media, that's media they didn't have to pay for, than, you know, any one of their most recent paid advertisements. So it was an intentionally placed ad to create controversy, to generate buzz, so that even us tonight, we're talking about it.
Well, you know, if I was to catch one of my children or grandchildren wearing Calvin Klein slacks, I would disown them. So do you think...
That's an interesting thing, too, is that we're also seeing within the church, people starting to understand the power and influence we have as consumers and the leverage we have with our dollars. And if more people decided to stop spending money with brands that are tearing down society. I mean, we can name a few, you know, Disney, Starbucks, Calvin Klein. If we stopped purchasing from these companies that don't align with our values, then we would send a message that would hit them where it counts. But unfortunately, the church and society, we don't like to be inconvenienced. And so, like, not, you know, if we said we're not going to purchase Starbucks coffee or go to Disneyland anymore, the thing is that those are inconveniences, and we as the church and as the church body need to be prepared in these coming days to be a little uncomfortable and inconvenienced.
Amen.
Well, let me ask you this then, because remember, he said nothing has changed. Have you ever seen, I mean, today, these companies, so-called woke, sleazy corporations, pedophilia is rampant. I mean, pedophilia is rampant within the Democratic Communist Party. It's rampant. Let's just say
they're not even hiding it anymore. It's actually it's rampant, and it's now in plain sight. They're not even hiding it anymore, and it's the unfortunate thing. And when you think about some of these laws and these bills that are being passed, like lowering the age of consent for our young girls to you know, either have an abortion or a sex change on our insurance without parental consent. If you think about what that's doing, right, that's lowering the age of consent to 12. You're setting up the potential to then say that a 12-year-old also has the ability and the right to consent to sex. And ultimately, you're creating an environment of pedophilia. That's the next step. Hey, if the age of consent to receive a you know, medical treatment is 12, then they should be able to consent to sexual activity, in which case they've now, you think about, you know, the pedophilia, and you think about that human sex trafficking total industry, you are now creating an environment where you cannot be prosecuted for crimes against a 12-year-old anymore if they quote unquote gave consent. That's the next version of what's happening.
You know, when you were talking about the media, I wonder sometimes, you know, when you take on and you look at especially those local people, the very same people you'll run into in a grocery store, whatever, out there. And some of them, it's got to be hard, because I knew some who worked for the local stations that were Christians, of course, but others, I mean, they would never mention that. But I knew them because I attended church with one, and some other. I had one fellow who worked for a local TV station, and he used to come over to my house just for a Bible study, but he said, please don't, if they ever knew that I was here to see you, I'd get fired, okay? But you wonder if they understand sometimes. I'd like to get, if I could, all the local media, lock them in a room, and then go in there and say, first of all, I want to know, do you understand what you're doing? Do you understand when you go out and you say, We're contracted to spew the narrative, that narrative is a lie, that whatever they make up and they tell you, and then you're lying. Now, do you understand that lying is a sin? And God's word, the Bible says, all liars will have their place in lake of fire. And you guys are professional liars. You're worse than lawyers, okay? I wonder if they would understand that. Sometimes you wonder what's going through their head, huh? That was kind of deep, wasn't it?
I'm sitting there thinking, back in California, they were promoting Harvey Milk, and he's in all the schools in the textbook, and here was a man who just loved young boys. And this was like one of the big heroes of the state of California. And these people, I think they start to believe their own lies, Pastor Ernie. I think they get so wrapped up that they start to believe their own BS.
Well, you know, talking about somebody who loves young boys, a fellow named Joey Biden is one of those. Anyhow, 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. I was looking at a number of photos that were taken of Biden and set aside with his hands all over these children.
Children, yeah.
Yeah, and to the one little 4 or 5 year old boy where Biden had his hands. You saw that, Joe, cupped, and he was trying to kiss that little boy on the lips.
And that little boy was not going to have it.
No.
You didn't give the other number, 1-888-677-9673, 1-888-677-9673. We need to keep Lisa and Randy out of trouble. We'll keep them busy on the phone. Otherwise, they will drive the engineer and everybody in the studio nuts. So please call.
It's very important, folks. This we have a big night tonight. It's very important that we have a big night tonight. We're coming into the summer months, and you know how hard the summer months are in all ministries, not just this one, but all ministries.
And it's going to be even harder this summer because we know that there is a recession coming. It could be stagflation, and we know it's not going to be a lot of fun. And so the church is just going to have to stand tall and deliver because it's going to be very challenging the next year or two.
Joe, turn over to 1 Timothy 4. Read verses 1 through 5.
1 Timothy 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, and having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer.
Okay, so today, when he says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, then in later times, that later times started with the start of the sixth dispensation period.
Right.
And so here, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry. Who do we know that forbids to marry? Well, there are those within, say, the Roman Catholic Church that forbid the priest to marry.
Oh, that's right, forbidding the priest to marry. Yeah.
Well, you see, but is that what the Bible teaches? Is that dogma or doctrine?
That's dogma. It's definitely not doctrine.
If you go to 1 Timothy 3, he gives you. Well, go to 1 Timothy 3.
Right.
And he tells you the qualifications of a bishop in the church. And go ahead and just read verses 1 through 5.
Okay. This is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop, then, must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God?
What is one of a pastor's major jobs in the church there?
Well, as shepherd, he is the chief shepherd under the Lord himself.
Marriage counseling and family counseling.
Preaching, what?
Marriage counseling and family counseling, yeah.
Counseling, yeah.
And now, who knows more about that, someone that's married or someone that's never been married?
Someone that's been married and had to deal with things.
So that's what he's telling you. But now here, but how would that apply today? Let's go. We have Chaplain Gordon Klingensmith with us here today. Chaps, you're up too.
Good evening, Pastor.
Hello, Gordon.
God bless you, Pastor. Am I too late for the Bible study? How did it go? What did I miss?
Well, we're going through it right now, and we're over in 1 Timothy 4, 1 through 5, and we're talking about how The Spirit speaketh expressly in later times, many shall depart from the faith. And we talked about those that were that preached about abstaining from marriage and abstaining from eating certain meats and that. But here, today, they're doing, how does that apply today? Because there's a mindset today that you go out, and I know I'm hearing it amongst these college women especially, that they could go out, and as long as they're, before they get married, they can do whatever they want. They can live, they can sleep with as many men as they want. And they're practicing doing that. It's called, and then they want to have what they call open marriages. In other words, you get married, but then you can sleep with whoever you want. And so what's the sense of being married, okay? And so here now, basically, fewer and fewer are married. They're living together. They're shacking up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're seeing how that would apply today. Now, when he says, commanding to abstain from certain meats which God hath created to receive with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Now listen, for every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if received with thanksgiving, for it's sanctified by the word of God. Now, do you see what Bill Gates has done? He has started that corporation where they're growing meat in Petri dishes. But what kind of meat is it?
Well, it's not meat.
What would you call it?
A science experiment.
Yeah. How about soya green, I think?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They are actually using DNA to produce meat artificially. And they actually had human steaks made.
They had human steaks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you said that word, though, depart from the faith, seducing spirits, today we have a name for them. Cultural Marxism, humanism, Darwinism, moral relativism, postmodernism, progressivism, liberalism, atheism, wokeism, sexism, all those different things. There's a bunch more, but I cut it short. Communism, socialism, liberalism. These are the seducing spirits. These are the doctrines of devils because they're all anti-Christ. And what's happened to the church is called syncretism. They've taken a little Christianity, a little biblical worldview, and they add whatever parts of humanism or moral relativism or postmodernism or progressivism they want, liberalism, and they blend it together and make their own belief system. That's what is happening, and it's exactly what's predicted, only we have these fancy big words and terms for it. Right, chaps?
Yes. We've Marxism, communism. I just interviewed an economist on our TV show here, PrayInJesusName.org, that reviewed the book The Devil and Karl Marx, and found out, Karl Marx, this German philosopher in the 1800s who lived in London, he actually grew up as a Christian and felt the calling of God. His early journals say that, but very quickly, after his teens, he turned over to the dark side and said, "I choose hell,"
right.
And then devoted the rest of his life literally to serving the devil and to belittling God and belittling Christianity, and then turned his jealousy of rich people's wealth into an entire philosophy to send the government after them to steal their wealth and confiscate it and keep it for the government bureaucrats. It never really goes to the poor, does it? The poor do not get rich from communism. They lose their jobs. They lose all hope. They lose their property. They lose their ability to grow a business. And everybody becomes poor. And then the government has to kill people. Because the minute that you make private property illegal, then you force people to defend their own private property with weapons, and then the government kills them because the government has bigger weapons. So communism always results in death, which is why Stalin was able to kill 50 million. Mao Zedong was able to kill, 30 million. And you talk about Vietnam, Thailand, all those other places. Over 100 million deaths by democide, death by government, because of communism. And the liberals want this here in America?
Oh, they sure do. That's the insanity. See, that's the insanity. Can you see this? You know, where a lot of them, they're in lockstep. They're afraid not to be in lockstep. I don't know. I mean, today, if you tell me I'm a Democrat, if I never met you and I sit down and you happen to sit next to me and tell me you're a Democrat, well, I'll pick it up on the other side. We'll be right back after this.
Face the flag of stars and bars, of red and white and blue. A flag that guarantees the rights for men like me and you.
Face the flag, son. Read what's written there. History, the progress, the heritage we share. Our flag reflects the past, son, but stands for so much more. And in this age of Aquarius, it still flies in the fore. It leads the forward movement shared by all mankind to learn, to love, to live with peace of mind, to learn the mysteries of space as well as those of Earth. To love each man for what he is, regardless of his birth. To live without the fear of reprisal for belief. To ease the tensions of a world that cries out for relief.
Face the flag of stars and bars, of red and white and blue. The flag that guarantees the right like me and you.
Face the flag, son. Take a good long look. What you're seeing now can't be found in a history book. It's the present, the future, son. It's being written now. And you're the one to write it. The flag can show you how. You know what it stands for? What its makers meant, to think, to speak, the privilege of dissent, to think our leaders might be wrong, to stand and tell them so. These are the things that other men under other flags will never know. But responsibility, that's the cross that free men must bear. If you don't accept that, freedom isn't there.
Face the flag of stars.
Face the flag, son, and face reality. Our strength and our freedoms are based in unity. The flag is but a symbol, son, of the world's greatest nation. As long as it keeps flying, there's cause for celebration. So do what you gotta do, but always keep in mind, a lot of people believe in peace, but there are the other kind. We want to keep these freedoms. We may have to fight again, God forbid. But if we do, let's always fight to win. The fate of a loser is futile. It's bare. No love, no peace, just misery and despair. Face the flag, son, and thank God it's still there.
Alrighty, we're back, and we want to say thank you. Sister Mary pledges 100. Bill in Boston pledges 25. Bob and Lori from South Branch, Michigan pledged 75. Deacon Mark pledges 100. All right, folks, 888-677-9673 and 888-281-1110. We've lost. Anthony, you are up next, so you better call back. Anthony, you dropped off, and we were waiting for you to tell the folks all about Anthony Trumino and why he wants to be a gubernatorial candidate and why people out there should support you. Meanwhile, chaps, you've got an announcement, don't you?
Thank you, Pastor. Everyone get out a pen and paper. Everyone listening, get out a pen and paper. We're about to publish the phone number to the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. Now, why would I ask this Christian audience to dial the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin? I have two different phone numbers. We'll give those out in a second. But here's what's happening. The three-star general at the Air Force Academy, Richard Clark, has just issued letters of reprimand to at least 13 Christian cadets. The lawyers now say 16 cadets at the Air Force Academy, and four of them are seniors, and they're being told they will not be allowed to graduate because of their religion. Because of their Christian beliefs, these cadets have rejected the government mandate to take the vaccine, which the cadets say has been tested on aborted baby body parts. And that violates their conscience, which is why they will not inject that vaccine into their own bodies. They requested religious waivers, which were denied by three-star General Richard Clark, the superintendent of the Air Force Academy. That goes against his oath to the Constitution, but also his pledge to me, because I'm a graduate of that fine institution, and I attended my class reunion last September, and I interviewed three-star General Richard Clark. He was on stage. I took the microphone, and I asked him, "Sir, will you defend religious freedom for cadets who refuse the vaccine on sincerely held religious beliefs?" And twice, in a public audience, it's on video now, he said, "Absolutely, Chaplain. I'll defend religious freedom for my cadets. In fact, I'll even advocate for them with the powers above me." But then he broke his word. In December, he signed personally with his own pen. We published his signature now, denying the religious waivers of cadets. And last week, he called four of the firsties, seniors, into his office, and he told them three things. You're not going to graduate. You're going to get letters of reprimand. And you will be forced to repay between $200,000 and $400,000 in back scholarship money. You'll be kicked out of the Air Force with no job and a pile of debt because of your religion, because you won't get the vaccine, and I deny your religious waivers. These cadets are heroes, and now they're being punished for their faith in Jesus Christ. Pastor, I'm asking people to take action now because the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, is coming next week to the Air Force Academy to give the commencement address. And he can overrule this superintendent. In fact, he's being blamed as if it's his guidance. But he could overrule this three-star general if we call the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, at the following phone numbers. You ready, Pastor?
We're ready. Now. I'm ready.
Okay, the phone numbers for Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin are 703-692-7100. Again, that's 703-692-7100. Now, I've already called that number. When you call them, they're going to try and pass you off to public affairs. You say, no, I really want to talk to Lloyd Austin. Let the cadets graduate and obey the law, which requires religious accommodation. That's your message. Let the cadets graduate and obey the law, which requires religious accommodation. And that's at the first phone number. Again, it's 703-692-7100. Don't let them transfer you. Leave your message with that person. And then if they do transfer you, that's okay. Here's the second phone number, which is a voicemail box for public affairs. It's open all night. You can call it right now. That second number is 703-695-5135. Again, that's 703-695-5135. Everybody call Lloyd Austin twice. You can call him tonight or tomorrow and say, let the cadets graduate. Don't kick them out of the Air Force Academy. Respect their religious freedom and grant their religious accommodations against the vaccine.
Let's have a right call tonight and tomorrow, folks. You really need to do. They look right now. We have enough people listening to this program. If they call, we could turn in 50, 100,000 calls. You could turn in 50 or 100,000 calls tonight. We can do that, and so you know we have to. This is your opportunity to stand and fight. In fact, you know. You can. I know you got time because you're not calling here. The phone lines are quiet here at 888. But here's what you need to do. You need to call both 703-695-5135 and leave that message. And then tomorrow, 703-692-7100. 703-692-7100. And so you really need to get that done. And so, meanwhile, Anthony Trimino, he dropped on us. Anthony, give us a call back because we want to find out more about you and your race for governor. We need to get some. Anthony sound like a good Christian man. And boy, does California need good Christian people in office, don't they?
They sure do.
So, all right, there you go.
Colorado needs a new governor, too. I'm supporting Greg Lopez in Colorado for governor to overturn. He's the Republican, pro-life, conservative family man who could overturn the openly homosexual governor, Jared Polis, who just signed into law the worst abortion law in America. Up until even after they're born, you can abort a baby in Colorado because the gay governor, Jared Polis, needs to be fired, and we're hoping that Greg Lopez will be the next governor of Colorado.
Well, you know, today I met with a number of state legislators, and basically I just sat and listened. I wanted to hear what everybody had to say. And these folks, they're ready. They want a trigger as soon as Roe v. Wade goes down. Now, chaps, have you had a chance to read Samuel Alito's opinion?
Yes, I think it was 98 pages, and about a third of it was old laws. Did you know all 50 states once banned abortion?
Oh, yeah, I know.
And Alito quotes every single state law that used to be on the books before Roe v. Wade, and now the states are free again to go back to that. I hope this is the final decision, and we get a 6-3 ruling coming out any day now.
Okay, where do I get that 98 pages?
It's Politico. Politico published the full draft opinion. It's not the final opinion, and it doesn't have any votes assigned. So it may we could lose votes. I think the reason they leaked it was to pressure, of course, John Roberts to vote with the leftists. But then two of his young proteges, Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh, could be flipped by all this public pressure and outrage and security threats at the Supreme Court, and you know, there's protesters outside of their houses, and oh my gosh, maybe they should just vote to kill babies. That's the hope that the left has. But you can find that at politico.com, and there is the full draft opinion by Justice Alito. It's very strong, very strong ruling. I think the devil himself is outraged because Alito says Roe is overturned. Casey is overturned. They were bad decisions. And this is not some moderate compromise. And this is not even about the Mississippi lawsuit. It's not about the Jackson Health Clinic that was suing in Mississippi. He literally says we're overturning Roe versus Wade. A 50-year-old decision is being reversed.
Yep.
In addition to helping Mississippi. It's shocking. Shocking, the language. Very strong.
Well, you know, there's only Alito and Thomas are the only two that I have confidence in. As the others, like you said, I could easily see how the others might panic, might bow, and kowtow down to the pressure from the Antichrist communist.
Well, Pastor, and Roberts is trying to talk the conservatives into doing something not so massive, but let's take some gradual steps. You know, let's just go partly there. And that's what the word I'm seeing in a lot of different articles, that he is trying to get them to change their vote.
Well, chaps, it's a time for prayer. Okay, so it's time for you to pray in the name of Jesus and lead okay. the people all across the country. We have people from coast to coast listening right now. And so why don't you lead in a prayer that these people would have the courage, would find the courage and the integrity and the decency to stand fast, and that he would not listen to Roberts, that these people would not listen That's to right. Roberts. We can't, we never could trust him. Would you go ahead and lead in a prayer?
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we trust you. And God, you have a great plan for every baby that is conceived. You know them. You know every hair that is planned to be on their head while they are still in the womb. You knew them. You have ordained them to be prophets to the nations. And Father, we ask you in Jesus' name to save their lives, save helpless babies. Jesus, give us your victory. Give us your freedom and overturn Roe. Father, it's not enough that we ignore it and other states codify it. It's not enough that Nancy Pelosi wants to make it the law of the land. Father, we will not stand for murder as the law of our land. We stand for life. And Father, we know that you stand for life. And we rebuke you, Satan, you spirit of murder, who has been ravaging pregnant moms and killing their children for decades. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and we invite the spirit of Jesus Christ, the rider on the white horse, whose name is Victory. We invite Jesus to come with his sword of truth and divide the thoughts of the Supreme Court justices and make them all fear God and choose life. Jesus, we ask you to influence them right now in their beds to choose life, to stand firm, to overturn Roe, and to restore life as the law of the land. Father, I pray for future decisions that even if some states like Colorado or California legalize abortion, that the Supreme Court of the future will recognize life is inherently a constitutional right, not just in the Declaration of Independence, which proclaims we are all given life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, inalienable rights from our Creator, endowed by our Creator with those rights, but that the Constitution itself protects the 14th Amendment rights of every fetus, of every baby who is conceived has equal rights as any person who would under the 14th Amendment. The right to life is in the Constitution, and therefore, California, you are illegal. Colorado, you are illegal. Under the word of God, you are all illegal if you suffer the children to be murdered. Instead, we proclaim the law of God will be our law in our hearts and in our land. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, I pray. Go ahead and give your governor, your candidate for governor, a plug. Because, you know,
sure,
people.
Greg Lopez.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Pastor. I'll look up his website here while you're talking. Go
okay.
ahead.
You know, people need to understand. God's listening to this. You folks out there, if you want to know why half the country's burning down half the time, if you want to know why people are dropping dead from fentanyl all the time, why we have such corruption, all that is necessary for evil to exist is for good men to do nothing. And folks, you can't do nothing out there anymore, okay? People gotta get involved. They gotta get involved. You gotta stand up now. The opposition said they're gonna scream and they're gonna yell and they're gonna intimidate you. Some of us aren't intimidated, okay? And Chuckie Schumer, he endorses the criminal conduct. He wants burn, loot, and murder. He wants these Antichrist communist, these are terrorists, to go out and outside the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices. Our government is totally corrupt. We don't have a Department of Justice. Merrick Garland is a dirty cop. He's a very, very dirty cop. I mean, he says back he will not prosecute Don't forget, Democrats rioted, they attacked conservatives, they beat Trump supporters during their insurrection at President Trump's inauguration. In November 2016, following Donald Trump's presidential victory, the Anti-American Answer Coalition Socialist Group announced its plans for mass protests in D.C. during Trump's inauguration. Remember, they were throwing tomatoes and things and Trump supporters, these women, they were attacking these women just because they were Trump supporters. And here I'm looking at the far-left Antichrist protesters during a public press conference, and their goal was for the Trump inauguration was to prevent any kind of a peaceful transfer of power. These are America's enemies. America is under attack. Democrats are the enemies of America. Democrats are the enemies of freedom. They're the enemies of life, of liberty. And that's just, I mean, that's just it. You say, well, not all Democrats. Well, then why are they Democrats, right? What do you think, chaps?
Well, Greg Lopez of Colorado is a former Democrat, and he used to be the mayor of Parker. And they asked him, why did you switch? You're a Hispanic. You became a Republican. That's unusual. Why did you switch? And he said, I read the party platforms. And that's all you got to do. If you read the Republican Party platform, it says, you know, we want to respect life from conception and protect innocent children in the womb. We don't want to allow homosexuals to convert or recruit our children. You know, we want lower taxes and smaller government and more prosperity for families. But if you read the Democrat platform, it's the opposite. It says we want to promote sodomy to your children. I mean, they say it differently, but it's right there in the platform of the Democrat Party. We want to promote abortion up until birth and then some. We want to kill living babies with infanticide even after they're born on an abortionist table. You know, we want bigger government and higher taxes, and we want to rob your business of its ability to grow with socialism. So when Greg Lopez read those two platforms, he said, you know, I've been a Republican all my life. I just didn't know it. I've never been a Democrat. Those people are crazy. And so he renounced being in the Democrat Party, and he became not just a Christian Catholic candidate for office, but he literally switched parties, and while he was in office, became the Republican mayor of Parker, Colorado, and is now running for governor of Colorado as a Hispanic Republican. His website, if you want to learn more, is Lopez2022.com. Again, that's Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z, 2022.com, like the year 22. This is an election year for governor of Colorado, and we're hoping that Greg Lopez, that is Lopez2022.com, will be the next governor. Everyone, if you can pitch in $5 there, then you turn around and give $10 to Pastor Ernie Sanders and What's Right, What's Left. How do people donate to you, Pastor, and would anyone like to get one of our books as a reward? Do you have any of those left?
Nope, they're all gone. It's 888-281-1110. They call, and they can donate by credit card. They can donate PayPal. There's a lot of different ways. 888-677-9673 to donate. So people are standing by on the phones right now. It's you know, this radio program is going to be needed more than ever because, chaps, I don't know of any program, first, that's been on the air as long as we have. But as we've had, if you've known from day one, our policy has been no compromise, period. No compromise, period. And that's the way we're going to stay till the Lord comes home. And so we appreciate it, but no, we're all out of your books.
Okay, I'll have to send another box or half box. The book is called How to Liberate the World. Again, How to Liberate the World. A step-by-step guide to take back your country. You can buy it at wherever books are sold, but I would much rather you give, you know, $10, $15 to Pastor Ernie Sanders. Can I also donate? online, and then, Pastor, I'll send you a box of those so you can incentive those to your best donors. Don't give them out to people who give $5, but if someone gives a significant gift, you're going to get a free copy of Dr. Chapp's book, and he'll get it from the church, from Pastor Ernie. They'll do the shipping. I don't need your information. I don't want your money. I want you to donate to Pastor Ernie, and he will ship you a copy of my book, How to Liberate the World. What's the website?
Okay. Our website is WRWL Ministries, WRWL.org, WRWL.org. And they just go up to that website, and you can. There's all kinds of ways to donate. Or if they call right here now, you've got live people on answering, and they will tell them how to do that. And by the way, too, right now, on top of that, for donations of $60 or more, right now, while this supply lasts, we're going to send a copy of the, but they have to ask for it, only for those that ask for it. If you don't ask for it, we're not going to send it. It's the same thing with Chapp's book. You have to ask for it. But and that is that 2,000 Mules DVD, 2,000 Mules DVD. So people that send a donation of $60 or more, and they ask for that, we will send them that DVD. And if they ask for Chapp's book, we'll send them Chapp's book. And so there you go. Sounds like a deal to me. Anyhow, we want to say thank you, Cheryl, and Michigan pledges 50, but the phones have gone dark. Phones have gone dark, folks. We can't do this because we're way, way, way behind and from where we need to be. I'm not quite sure how much, but I think we're about 5,000 short. I think we're about 5,000 short of what we need. We got less than an hour. We got less than an hour to raise 5,000. So,
I'm looking at a Baptist hymnal. There's a hymn called I Gave My Life for Thee, and it says, I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou might ransomed be and quickened from the dead. I gave my life for thee, what hast thou given for me? And the scripture tells us plainly that when you support a ministry that's doing his work, and Pastor Ernie has been God's watchman on the wall and had been preaching the gospel for nearly 50 years. Any blessing that this ministry does, whether it's through the Right to Life, the prison ministry, the radio ministry, Kingsword School of the Bible, a couple of the pastors, the trucking ministry, a couple of us have been in hospice for many years. Any blessing, you get to share in that blessing if you support the ministry. You have God's word on it. So this is a way you can lay up some crowns and treasures in heaven. And I suggest it's a very good way to do that.
All right, we wanted to very quickly to hit on the fact that True the Vote announces that they now have more footage of the 2020 Green Bay drop boxes. Are working with law enforcement, actually. Can you believe that? Working with law enforcement in Wisconsin, VD. It's an amazing thing because we weren't getting much support from the judicial.
No.
Oh, and so
some good policemen out there.
And so here, we're coming up to a break. When we come back from the break, I want to cover this here.
I've got a shocking poll I want to do after the break, too. Like, it really tells why this nation's in the mess it's in.
All righty. We're coming up to a break, I think, any time. and Andy's busy in there. He's on the phones. I don't think he... Oh, no. Boom. There you go. 20. All right, there you go. He's getting down. The phones are ringing in there. Poor Andy. Look at him, man. He's going after. Well, he done pulled all his hair out. Okay. We will be back. Yeah. We will be back after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian Resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.